Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Edward Creasy's The 15 Decisive Battles of the World. Sophie, have you ever thought about how history could have gone completely differently if just one battle had turned out the other way?
Sam, it's such a great question, and honestly, I think about that all the time. Creasy's book is a classic for a reason. It walks through 15 moments where the fate of civilization really hung in the balance. And what I love is that he doesn't just talk about the battles themselves, but what they meant for everything that came after.
Right, like he opens with Marathon, which is ancient history to most of us. But if the Greeks hadn't held off the Persians, there might be no Plato, no democracy, no Western philosophy as we know it.
And that's the pattern throughout the whole book. Each battle is a fork in the road, and Creasy shows how the path we took was far from inevitable. Take Zama, for example. If Hannibal had beaten Scipio, we might all be speaking Punic right now.
Oh, that's wild to think about. Roman law, Latin languages, even the structure of Western governments, all of that traces back to Rome winning at Zama. And then there's Tours, where Charles Martel stopped the Islamic advance into Europe. If he'd lost, the Quran might be the dominant scripture in Paris.
And that single battle essentially preserved a Christian Europe, for better or worse. But here's the thing, Creasy doesn't just list battles. He makes you feel the weight of each one. Like Hastings in 1066. It sounds like a local squabble, but it changed the English language forever.
Yeah, because William brought in French, and that's why we have words like beef and pork alongside cow and pig. And then England becomes this global empire, spreading that language everywhere. So a single day at Hastings shaped the world we live in.
Exactly. And then there's Arsuf, where Richard the Lionheart beat Saladin. That battle didn't win the Crusades, but it stopped the total collapse of Christian presence in the Holy Land. And it kind of proved the Islamic world could be beaten in open battle.
Which is fascinating because it's not just about the immediate outcome, but the psychological impact. Same with Ayn Jalut. The Mamluks shattered the myth of Mongol invincibility. If they lost, the Mongols might have swept into Egypt and North Africa, maybe even into Europe from the south.
And then the fall of Constantinople in 1453, that wasn't even a battle, it was a siege. But it cut off trade routes to the east, which pushed Europeans to sail west, and boom, Columbus stumbles on the Americas. So the modern world literally stems from that one city's fall.
It's like a domino effect. And the Spanish Armada, if that had succeeded, North America might be Spanish-speaking and Catholic today. Instead, England becomes a naval superpower, and we get the United States eventually.
And then Blenheim. Marlborough's victory stopped France from dominating Europe, and it helped England rise as a major power. Creasy makes you realize that these weren't just battles, they were pivots in the story of civilization.
The part that got me was Saratoga. It wasn't a huge battle in itself, but convinced France to support the Americans. Without that, the revolution probably fails, and there's no United States as we know it. That's a pretty huge what if.
And Valmy, that was almost an accident. The French Revolutionary Army just held its ground, and the Prussians backed off. But that gave the revolution breathing room, and it spread across Europe. Sometimes it's not about the bloodshed. It's about the symbolism.
Right. And then there's Waterloo, which is famous for a reason. Napoleon was so close to winning. If the Prussians had been a few hours later, things might have gone differently. But they weren't. And that ended his empire and set up a century of British dominance.
And Gettysburg. If Pickett's charge had broken the Union line, the Confederacy might have won, and the U.S. might be two countries. No civil rights movement as we know it, no superpower. It's terrifying to think how close we came.
Finally, Sedan in 1870, that led to German unification, which set the stage for both world wars. If France had won, maybe none of that happens. Creasy's point is that history isn't a straight line. It's a series of accidents and choices.
And that's the real takeaway. The world we live in is fragile. The freedoms we enjoy, the nations we belong to, they're all the product of battles that could have gone the other way. It's a humbling thought.
For me, the thing I'm taking away is that every generation faces these crossroads, and the choices we make really matter. It's not just about the big battles, but the small decisions that ripple outward.
And if you want to explore more of these turning points, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, whether it's Marathon or Gettysburg, these battles remind us that history is never set in stone. We'll see you in the next one.